did Downey Jr. and the Gods of Marvels bring us Infinity War a week early? Are we due to get Jessica Jones this weekend? We have a bunch of hype and trailers for TV. And is Black Panther approaching 900 million and soon to be $1 billion? Yes, this is Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites.
Hello and welcome.
This is episode 170, and we are coming to you 170. That's like almost anniversary.
Yeah, it
like
175, go Dewey Decimal System with a, you know, by the tens.
170, we did it!
We did it!
It is a market occasion! Five more until it feels like they should put out some like glossy cover of us.
Yeah.
Like 175,
ooh,
like an anniversary cover.
Ooh, we should have action figures.
I'm saying if Marvelites want to do fan art for 175,
yeah,
that
if
might
you want
be...
to work up your 3D printer and
just
do
lean
some
in.
Action figures.
Any art, like drawn art, audio art,
yeah.
Physical art.
I'll be good at Shuri or Storm.
Hint, hint, nudge,
also
nudge.
Also Misty Knight, but Shuri or Storm.
She's got favorites. She's got favorites. So we're at episode 170. We're coming to you live from Hell's Kitchen because we have so much TV news for you today. And we're here to tell you why you should be as excited from all the news, from all the studios and all things Marvel as we are. You can find us on Popcorn Talk's website at popcorntalknetwork.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News. You can find us at youtube.com/popcorntalknetwork. You can follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or The Popcorn Talk. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Follow us, like us. And admittedly, Facebook is very hard for me to get on. I am not going to lie to you. I'm never on Facebook, so I'm sorry that that takes weeks longer than Twitter. Twitter is the way to go if you want to talk to us. We're both very good at Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. Twitter we're really good at. Facebook, I know people have been
so much.
Like, oh, hey, I'm Marquis McCarty. Hey, at Marquis McCarty. Nice to meet you. Re-meet you. Yeah, with Facebook, that really is just people that I know in like real life.
Right. I keep mine and then I never check.
And yeah, all my political opinions are like really stupid stuff that you don't want to read anyway goes on my Facebook. So don't do me there.
So
do me Twitter and Instagram.
Possible.
You know, that's pretty cool.
And if, whilst using Twitter, you use a link from the live show while we are live, Ant Anthony in the booth will retweet you.
Hello, everybody. It's Ant Anthony here. Oh, my God. Did Marvelmas come early this year? Because we got a Luke Cage teaser. We got Cloak and Dagger new spot and Legion Season 2 trailer. I am so excited to see all of that because I haven't seen any of this.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
I think you're bearing the lead where you use the term Marvelmas, and I love it.
He's preparing for Merry Marvelmas, everyone. So yeah, we have a ton of footage to go through today. We have a lot of things to watch. We have a lot to dive into. A bunch of small stuff, but it's going to be a fun Marvel week. And then next week is going to be our big Jessica Jones review show.
Yes!
And it's a binge show, so we're probably going to go fairly spoilery next week, just so you guys are aware.
Yeah, but you know, that'd be near... We'll let you know.
Yeah.
We'll let you know when in the show that happens.
We'll do spoiler free and then spoiler full.
Exactly. And it'll just be like opinions and all that wonderful fun stuff. Us nerding out. So, you know,
yeah.
The stuff that we love to do, the stuff that you seem to love to consume.
And so. If you have any questions while watching the show, anything you want us to talk about specifically,
oh, please.
Reach out.
That is the best thing because our nerddoms are so broad that you giving us focus helps with everything. So just, you know, let us know.
Yeah, if there's certain things,
concentrate on.
Like backstory, characters, villains, like if there are certain things in the show you liked, didn't like, wants to discuss pacing, tone, visual stylings, any of that stuff.
Because it's like with me, with how I read comic books in the general, I do it thematically. Like, it's been hot and rainy and just like weird climate stuff in LA, so I've read End of the Worlds, and now I'm all about Doc Ock just getting what he wants so he can stop the global warming from happening.
You know that place?
Yeah, there you go.
I've been rewatching all the Marvel movies, the Marvel Movie Challenge, but I'm watching them as trilogies. So I watched Iron Man 1, 2, 3, Cap 1, 2, 3, Thor 1, 2, 3, and then I'm going to do the Avengers 1, actually no, Cap 1, 2, because I'm doing Avengers 1, 2, 3, and I'm including Civil War in that.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm doing the individual movies, and I'm ending with Guardians leading into Infinity War like a crazy person. The weirdest order ever. But it's cool because it's like reading a comic. It's like going through a run, you know?
Exactly. I understand that. Yeah, cool. I'm super thematic, but I enjoy your take also.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun journey. If you've already watched them so many times, it's cool to try a different way. So, speaking of a movie you can watch over and over again.
Over and over again and bring your children to.
Black Panther is, probably at the moment of this, at $900 million.
Yes. Yes.
Because as of yesterday, it was at 396.6 million international markets, combined with 501.1 million domestic, which brings us to 897.1 million yesterday. So I'm going to call it 900 million.
Yeah, it's 900 million.
It did
It's 900 million. And this is without release to China, which is the second largest movie market. Without that, which is going to be this weekend, it's almost at $1 billion.
Yeah.
So, and that, it, and this is what, three weekends for
no time at all.
Yikes.
Like, it's
and
faster
this is a
than...
single movie. This isn't like, I'm sorry, Avengers.
It's not a team movie. It's not an
ensemble.
Exactly.
It's not a team movie. It's not a, an ensemble.
Yes. Not an ensemble.
Not a recognized ensemble. A lot of people are meeting these characters for the first time. And I absolutely adore this.
Yeah.
And then also, I just want to say real quick, a few shows ago, 12 shows ago, we had up a poster that was we thought was a Chinese release. And it had where T'Challa's face was covered with a mask and hands. Actually, that was just a pitching campaign by a Taiwanese media agency. So if anybody follows
journalistic
us that,
correction.
Yeah, if anybody follows us that closely, that is a correction on our on
and
our part.
According to the live chat, China's pre-sales from Eon 001 said they're at 75 million. So we can start celebrating the $1 billion club now.
$1 billion.
That's soon. That's coming. She's her $1 billion shade. She's ready.
I'm ready.
So
I'm ready.
What do you think the
I'm
over
so
under?
Ready for this.
Next 5 days? Next 6 days?
Until they hit a billion?
They hit a billion.
I will say a conservative estimate of a week.
All right. That's reasonable.
Of a week. So that then gives the weekend and then, you know, 2 days where people play hooky and go on dates.
So much money.
There you go. Oh, yes. Oh, and real quick, while we're on Black Panther, I love the M'Baku challenge. And if you have not run across this on Twitter, just put that in, M'Baku challenge. Every children, grown behind men are definitely doing this. And it's where they're saying all the lines of M'Baku during challenge day.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's like, M'Baku, why are you here? It's challenge day.
People just running around quoting M'Baku.
It's magic.
All right, I'll
it's
check it
magic.
Out.
It really is, and everybody is. Please check it out.
Fandoms are amazing. Keep being nerdy.
I love it.
Speaking of gloriously nerdy, we have a new Deadpool 2 standee, and it's all about that D. Deadpool 2 is coming back, and it's bigger.
It's literally all about that D.
I love the levels of innuendo that are in a frickin' public space. This is just a giant, it's bigger D representing Deadpool. The number of kids that won't get it, that's perfect. The number of kids that do get it get to tee-hee, and the number of parents that get to go like,
yeah,
make me so happy.
It's a Deadpool getting, let's say companionable with a giant D in the Deadpool font.
Yep, it's some glory. He's having a nice congenial visit with D. And I just, this makes me real happy. I found it first on Rob Liefeld's, Instagram. So I think he found it in the wild, that which made me real happy that Liefeld,
nice.
The man who created the character, found this. So that made me real happy. And moving on to a big, 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 big news break for everyone, Marvel, every single person.
Wow. This.
Infinity
War.
It's a week sooner.
They moved it up.
So it's the whole world.
There was this whole thing.
Whole world gets the same day.
Sing it at the same time.
Yeah.
America doesn't get this. We get it after our European cousins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, we kind of earned that.
Yeah.
We kind of earned that.
We just duck and dodge out of the internet. We just hide for a week. But now we don't have to, because the entire world gets it day and date.
Everyone will experience it at the same time. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to worry about spoilers unless someone like goes to that 7 o'clock show.
And you're not there till like the 10. Yeah,
exactly.
And we'll be trying to get into press screenings, but we are good people. We won't spoil you guys.
Oh, no. We don't spoil.
But the internet spoiling is dangerous. And this movie's way too big because everybody dies.
Yeah.
So they need to have everyone
that
come
is
out.
I stand by my tagline. Everybody dies.
Bring Which is tissues. Why I think it comes Bring out tissue. Day and date.
Except for Black Panther.
Well, yeah. So I think that's why it comes out day and day at the same time. I think that way the world doesn't find out in different orders, like, what happens, the scope of it. And I also love the way they advertised it. It was, like, basically Downey Jr. just went on Twitter and was like, hey, can I bring some of my friends? the whole world? Okay. And then they moved up the date. So this is now April 27th. Now, this, to me, is saying a few things. One, they're not afraid to open whenever. Like, they don't need the May release date. They don't need the summer. April is going to be just as profitable. They're going to make all the money. They're not
ready to go.
They're giving it a little clearance from Deadpool. That isn't me saying Deadpool is going to make more money than Infinity War. That is not the case. That is not true. Infinity War is going to make all the money. But it is smart to not have two comic movies opening that close together. Now it's got 2.5 weeks, a little bit more spread. So you can have everyone have seen it, then go see Deadpool. I think it's just a smart move on Fox's and Marvel's part. But what I thought was interesting, did you hear about Rampage?
Rampage?
Rampage ran away.
As in the, wait, what?
Rampage ran, moved its release date up a week to get away, get to give it 3 weeks clearance from Infinity War.
That's fun.
So, like, The Rock is a god of box office figures. Like, Jumanji making all the money.
Yeah, no, The Rock.
But even The Rock fears
Avengers. The Rock is hot, but he's always been hot.
But even The Rock knows.
Even The Rock knows.
You don't fight the Avengers.
No. If only Thanos knew this, but we'll find out. Wow. I mean, you can literally time this out where you could go from Black Panther to Infinity War into Deadpool.
Yeah, all in the same magical
That's
day.
A beautiful Sunday. Yeah. Or Wednesday. I don't know your life.
Just go nuts. Have fun. But that's amazing because now it's April, so it's even closer. Like, now you can really watch those two almost in most theaters will still have both.
I mean, just like the actual end of the world, all of us will find out at the same time.
And we'll all celebrate and mourn together. So that is very exciting stuff. And while they're announcing what's coming with Infinity War, they've begun to tease what's coming after Infinity War with 6 release dates for Phase 4 and onward. Now, these release dates are really interesting because some of them are very close together. So some of the most close together, the ones that I think are most interesting, are 2021. Mm. We have May 7th, July 30th, November 5th, 2021. So that May 7th is only 2 months out from that July. Mm. So I'm wondering if that's going to be some sort of like 1-2 punch, like movies that are tied really close together.
Something like that. It feels like I want to think that they would do that for us, mm-hmm. to have it that close. But then I also think that they wouldn't give us that.
I'm wondering if it ends with
I think 5-7 and 5-7-21 and 5-6-22 are probably the movies
that are tied together, that are bonded. Yeah. I think one of those is going to end with a moment, and this is my big theory for Phase 4. I think one of those is going to end with a moment that the post-credit scene is A-Force. And then the next movie is A-Force. So I think one of these is...
I like that.
Maybe Black Widow. Maybe it's Iron Heart forming from...
Maybe we have Singularity.
Yeah.
You know?
Shuri Williams.
I'm really cool with her showing up.
I think Shuri Williams turns into Iron Heart. And then at the end...
Shuri.
And then we get A-Force.
That's my theory.
I think one of these is going to be an A-Force movie. I don't think these are all sequels.
Yeah, because, you know, obviously we can be like, oh, real Black Panther 2, Black Panther 2,
Spider-Man
3,
2, Doctor Strange 2.
You know, kind of a thing. I think that those are going to happen. Mm-hmm. You don't make nearly $1 billion in 3 weekends and don't have at least 2 more movies
coming down
like
the
that.
Hatch.
That doesn't happen. So these, I feel like, are future properties, like you're saying, where it's just like, oh, we can get super excited about this.
And I do think it's interesting, the first movies after Infinity War Part 2, or whatever they're going to call it, Secret Wars, is going to be Spider-Man, who's the first movie after that, giant fallout, is a New York-based underdog hero, a kid. And then the next movie after that, in 2019, is probably Galaxy Quest.
Guardians Quest!
Guardians of the Galaxy! I love Galaxy Quest. Sam Rockwell for every Avenger.
Never give up. Never surrender. Miners, not miners.
I'm still... Congratulations, Sam Rockwell. My brain is still clearly on your Oscar. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 3, are the two movies that immediately follow. So it's interesting, we got one cosmic, one street level, one is a kid, one is a team. So we could have this go any way. Like, this could go anywhere.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting. So that's why I think not all of these are sequels. I don't think they're all a Doctor Strange 2 or a Black Panther 2. I think some are new properties.
Yes, I think it is for this, because we've been following all of the properties so closely. I think these have to be new additions. And like with Spider-Man Homecoming, I mean, the next one is filmed in Berlin, UK, and also New York City.
Yeah, so that's huge.
Wow.
Whatever it is, like, maybe he ends up in Berlin at the end of Phase 4 and like starts his journey there. Like, we don't know how, because it's worldwide. This is a planet.
Exactly. I've enjoyed this, like, especially with like Black Panther, where it expanded it past just North America. Hey, North America is super cool. Come visit us. We can be pretty awesome normally. But the rest of the world is so fascinating and huge.
And the fish out of water of Spider-Man not speaking German and being in Berlin. Like, that's fun to play with.
Or, like, only having his, little tour guide
kind just of like Peter Parker like nerding app. Out and like any of those things are great stories. And mm-hmm. we've had allusions to, and like a lot of people that have reported on the Berlin thing haven't remembered that we had that character that was being cast that was European.
Oh, so, yeah, that's right.
Remember?
That's
like, right. So that might be where that's he meets right. this girl. That might be our Gwen Stacy. That might be our Felicia Hardy. Who knows who that knows? Is? But the idea that they're filming in other countries is kind of indicative to me of us getting a love interest or someone that's important enough that they're filming there for a long enough time that it's on the books. So that's very exciting. Yeah. I think A-Force is coming. I think many of these are sequels, but not all of them. I think Black Widow is amongst this. I think that Spider-Man 2 being the first movie after, very interesting. Mm. Do you have any characters you think might pop up in 2022?
Oh, ooh. Well, I know what I would like to have, but it's just so far off base that it's probably not going to happen. It's some like Heimdall doing Young Gods.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think that would be fun. It's kind of like a scavenger hunt meets The Amazing Race. Like a yeah. dash of Maze Runner thrown in there.
Into
and
it.
A superhero story. And like on a cosmic scale where it's like the Earth's destiny hangs in the balance for him to find these extremely adept, talented people from all walks of life mm-hmm. to then represent Earth at its finest.
Yeah.
Captain Planet
flavor.
I don't see them ever.
That's right.
I love that.
That's right.
I love that. I don't see them ever doing that, but yeah.
I think New Avengers might be a thing. I think maybe yeah. down the line, Ultimate Avengers. I think they can keep playing with that like nomenclature. I think they can keep evolving the team. I think A-Force needs to happen.
Next wave, maybe.
Maybe,
depending on how Captain Marvel goes.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you have your Monica Rambeau, possibly.
Who's going to be involved. And you can yeah. clearly like...
DeWanda Wise may or may not.
And what we saw from Monica Luke Cage Rambeau. Is like Misty Knight was really important to Defenders. And that was something that the exactly. character did so well. We can see how that lands.
So, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah. And I think the last date, I don't think any of these are necessarily Fox based, but if any are, it's going to be the last date. If any of the, we're not, I don't personally think we're going to get anything that's going to be Fantastic Four X-Men sooner, but if they introduce in that Avengers 4 Reed or Wolverine or anything like that, I think it's going to be a bit because Marvel's really good at the long game. A lot of people are like, oh, they're not titled because they think it's X-Men. Personally, I don't, but that's right. just my opinion. We'll see.
There we go. Well, I mean, we will see.
We will
see.
I'm so excited to see. We will see. Also, remember when Phase 3 was announced all at once? And it was this giant
slate.
Oh, and
it was just all the things. And it was like, oh, these are all the things.
Yeah, for the next, like, 3 years, we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
I'd kind of like them not to do that.
I'm okay with them not, because then also, if things change, they can also change their minds.
Yeah, and I kind of like being surprised, like, yearly instead of being surprised once for the next 4 years of my life. Like, I don't want to, if the dream, whoever's watching this that's a freshman in high school, I'm very jealous of your life, because when I was a freshman in high school, we had, like, one movie a year that was superhero-based. But can you imagine, like, being a freshman and being like, well, I know all the movies I'm excited for until I'm out of high school.
Exactly.
Like, I'd rather be, you know?
Like, it's just one of those things where it's just like, you know, there's a reason why gifts are wrapped in paper that you cannot see through because yeah. you still know that you have this present coming, but you don't
be
need
excited.
To know what's in the box
Christmas
yet.
Eve is exciting because you've seen the presents wrapped
yeah,
in the morning. Like, there's
exactly.
buildup.
It's not a what's in the box situation. It's
keep
just
the presents
like
wrapped. Keep them wrapped, Feige. There you keep go. Them wrapped. Speaking of Captain Marvel and our hopes for all the things that movie does, the tone of it is sounding more and more promising. The screenwriter spoke to EW on what to expect about her tone, Carol Danvers herself, saying, Captain Marvel is a very funny voice and it's more of an action comedy, more like what we were talking about doing in the first draft I wrote for Tomb Raider. That tone survived in Captain Marvel. I love funny female characters, so as Tomb Raider got more serious, I got even more committed to the idea of Captain Marvel being more hilarious. One... That's a great sign for me.
Is fantastic.
When Tomb Raider gets serious, she goes, Captain Marvel, yes, please.
Yes!
Like, that's a great move.
Yeah, I'm good with this. I like sarcastic and saucy. Mm-hmm.
And smart.
I do. I like dimensions to the characters. I like them having their own agency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. I don't like kowtowing,
yeah.
you know, to things. So it's like, yeah, if anybody is not going to be doing those things, then it's, then it's Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's she lives up to the Marvel,
yeah.
The moniker. She yeah. is a Marvel.
And a cap. Like, she's a leader and a Marvel.
Exactly. You have to work up
It's all right
that,
there in
so.
The name. It's all right there.
Yeah.
So that is a great sign that the screenwriter has her voice right, and that's a good sign for the movie going forward. And she said, also, quote, that's not just me inventing that. Carol Danvers is one of the funniest comic book characters. She's so sassy. She's such a smart ass. She won't take beep from anyone. And the comic books do an amazing job at capturing that voice. And it was important that the entire Captain Marvel creative team kept to that.
Yes.
She's friends with Jessica Jones.
Yes.
You're not friends with Jessica Jones if you're light and fluffy.
Yeah, Jessica Jones does not keep close friends.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, reach a certain criteria to be a close friend to Jessica Jones. She will not waste whiskey spitting on you. So there you go.
Agreed.
I like this.
Agreed. Now, before we get into Jessica Jones herself, I need to quickly tell you guys about Maria Menounos has this studio for us. Maria is a dear, a darling of a human being, and this is all possible because of Maria. So I would like to offer you guys, if you want to have fun, you want to learn and grow in all areas of life, and those that want to do that, there's a podcast you guys can listen to for that. Now, it is Conversations with Maria Menounos, and it is hosted here at AfterBuzz by Maria, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. So, Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships to finances and more. So, Maria is a good big sister to have. She has built this magical world, and she's a fantastic host. So if you like the Joe Rogan Experience as much as I do, if you like bettering your life, if you like these experiences, check out Maria's show. It is on Fridays on iTunes, and that is Conversations with Maria Menounos, and that is her new podcast. So in support of us, check it out. She's a rad human, and yeah. So now Jessica Jones is obviously the sassiest character on the Netflix TV world, and that is saying a lot because that is Hell's Kitchen and that is a whole thing. But we have begun uncovering what the episode titles are, and that's always fun right before a show comes out. It's time to see what you get out of the actual titles of the show. And as in keeping with the first season, in keeping with the comics, it is all AKA titled. So the AKA was the original title of the comic, AKA Jessica Jones, and they brought that over, season one, now season two. And these titles are stuff we can kind of dive into to see what they might be. But this time, they also included images, which are so freaking cool.
Gorgeous images.
So, what do you think about some of the titles? I haven't ran through them yet.
I think some of these titles are exactly what I want them to be when it comes to, like, a Jessica Jones just property in general. Like, mm-hmm. Freak accident.
Yeah.
I love that because that is exactly, I just, you know, wrong place, right time,
yep,
kind of a deal with Jessica Jones's origin story and everything like that. Agreed. Really. And then I think my absolute favorite, and it's a kind of a toss-up, is between number 7 and 9. 7 is probably my favorite.
It's because pretty strong.
It's so Jessica. It's called I Want Your Cray Cray. And that's where she lives. She's a mess. And we adore this about her, but she's such a strong mess.
Yeah.
It's like she can handle her cray and other people's cray. So it's like, you know,
and
what?
Has to for a living.
Bring your mess.
And she handles a baby once the comics get there. So let's actually.
No rush. No rush. We don't need the pulse yet. Not just yet.
It's fantastic, but we're enjoying the show as is. So Aunt Manthony, let's go to one and I'll just run through them with everybody. So, the first episode is called AKA, Start at the Beginning, which, you know, makes sense.
Yes.
Episode 2, AKA Freak Accident, we'll probably dive into the history of Jessica Jones. We'll see what all of that was. We'll see who that mysterious character she's talking to in the trailer is.
Yes, I love that it looks like we have, I'm just going to say Hellcat.
Yeah,
we just have Hellcat.
Just call her Hellcat.
We just have Hellcat in the background right there, you know, watching her six.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then 3, AKA Soul Survivor.
Oh,
so,
you know that has to be the accident. Parents. That has to be.
And I think that's a 2-part episode. 2 and 3 seem to tie together.
Yeah,
Freak
yeah,
Accident
yeah.
The Soul Survivor. 4 is my favorite episode title. God Help the Hobo. She is a street level hero, and there's nothing more street level than helping hobos. Mm-hmm. I mean, homeless people, LA, this is like my weird thing, right? Like everyone's got like their campaign. Homelessness freaks me out, man. Like if you can do anything to help homeless kids, homeless adults, people, like this is America.
Yeah.
So like people living on the streets is just crazy to me. So helping homeless people is important. That's why Blue Apron is so great.
Yeah. To have poverty be such a thing that's here in America now. And that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you know, we're really good about bringing back things that shouldn't
millions
be brought back.
In LA. Just LA.
Just LA. There's portions of downtown that you know are, you know, just like homeless villas.
Yeah.
Like
kind it's
of
just,
thing.
It's
villa's
just
the wrong
so,
word to use, but I think you understand what
yeah,
I'm saying.
Yeah, the imagery
about.
Of it. And it just, that's like my, once I have my millions, that's going to be my campaign because I just, that drives me crazy. Anyway, not to get political about Jessica Jones, number 5, AKA the Octopus. What? I have no idea. The image is great. Yeah. I also love that these images kind of look like the old dime store novels, like mm-hmm. the old pulp novels.
They did these so well. And if you you know, follow the Jessica Jones Twitter, mm-hmm. they have this full thread complete with directors doing each episode, artists mm-hmm. that actually did the covers, and then the names of the titles themselves. So yeah, go ahead and visit that.
It's so cool.
Jessica Jones, and at Jessica Jones.
It's that Nancy Drew Hardy Boys flavor meets dime store pulp novel.
I meets like Kiss Kiss Bang that. Bang.
It's got like a lot of that all going into it.
Oh, wow. I'm having such a Nancy Drew moment right now.
That's what I, when I just see him, that's how that. I get there. Yeah.
Jessica Jones and the Octopus.
Yeah. That, isn't that such a Nancy Drew cover?
Oh, wow.
Such mystery. Must uncover.
That's excellent. That's excellent. I like that.
And number six is AKA FaceTime, which I assume doesn't involve Facebook, but it might.
Yeah.
Number seven, AKA I Want Your Cray Cray. Mm-hmm. Definitely Marquia's favorite. I think I'm just gonna, yeah. I'm gonna call it for you.
It's just I like that there's just a burning trash fire behind her, because isn't that all of our cray?
Yep, that does feel like life.
Burning dumpster fires that just happens, and then she's willing to take that on because she's like, you know what, no matter what you have, I've had it worse.
Yep.
So and I will fix this.
We've all had that day.
We've all had this, us kneeling, this particular, for iTunes people, this particular one for episode 7, it's Jessica Jones kneeling in front of burning dumpster fire, and just arms akimbo, hair in the wind, leather jacket complete, and it's just like, I see this, and I see, that's all you got, is what I see from that stance. But then that's just me reading it in my way.
It's also very comic-y, which I like. Yeah. Like, that's a very comic book power stance.
I do.
And then number eight is Ain't We Got Fun? I don't know. I don't know what that could be, but I am intrigued by it because the art is very, like, police tape. Mm-hmm. There's a hand, like, presumably dead, so it's going to be her solving that mystery. She is a detective, after all.
Indeed. I think that this one will probably be the most darkly comedic one of the series.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
I think this one is probably very aptly named. We have not seen any of these episodes. This is complete speculation.
We're guessing from context.
And then for those that go back to like our Black Panther stuff, I got a lot of stuff right. So
the first thing Marquia said when the movie was over was like, I hope people don't think I was spoiling it because of how much I predicted. And I was like,
I don't know. I got a Shiba wrong, but, you know, Black Panther 2.
We're theorizing. Number nine is, this is my second favorite, a.k.a. Shark in the Bathtub, Monster in the Bed.
What?
That is 100% a Hardy Boys, like, title. That is so, like, what's happening?
Wow. It's like, apparently, I'm thinking with this, is that she got close to somebody during this, maybe a couple of somebodies, and then that's the equivalent to Monster in the Bed.
Ooh, I like that.
Shark in the Bathtub.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing.
Now, I don't think that's Punisher, personally, but I do like that it's a Punisher take on the cover. Like, that's a very Punisher, like, through the window.
What if they put Bullseye in Jessica Jones?
I want that so bad. I want Bullseye. What if they did that? What if they introduce Bullseye in this, and then he's the big bad in Punisher?
Hey, that could work.
I would love that. Because he's a character that can definitely run between series.
Like, yeah. Bullseye is huge. No, Bullseye does that.
Oh, because Kingpin, like, that felt so natural when he showed up in multiple shows.
Mm.
So, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
It's kind of like having a Tobias from a...
Animorphs?
Black Lightning. Tobias Whale from Black Lightning. He could show up in other
Red
places.
Tailed Hawk, Tobias. Yeah. I remember Animorphs. number 10, a.k.a. Porkchop. I don't know. Cool cover.
Porkchop.
Who knows?
Maybe it starts off with her eating it. We don't know.
Number 11. Or it's like a piece of like a clue.
Oh.
Like she discovers a pork chop at the scene.
What?
Pork chop.
That's like a Doctor Who episode.
Real bit, very specific.
Like, he sees a pork chop. They're like, I know what did this.
That's somehow the
it
thing.
It makes complete sense.
Yep.
That's get how ready to run.
Like the pit, the walnut pit in Parks and Rec. When they,
oh,
like, found
goodness.
Number 11, a.k.a. Three Lives and Counting. Sounds like people are dying. Sounds like there's a murderer on the loose.
Or,
I wonder if Nuke comes back.
She's a cat, and the nine lives, and she's lost seven. So then it's like a dying. What? Oh, what did I say?
You said seven.
Ooh,
seven plus six. Three is ten. I'm just helping out.
I know math. I do.
Six. We're good.
I swear,
we got this.
I swear.
I do like the idea of that being Hellcats. I don't like that. Yeah. Then number 12, a.k.a. Pray for Patsy, which would also tie into all that very well.
Yeah.
So Patsy she's in the Walker. Hospital, perhaps. And then lastly, 13 is a.k.a. Playland. So that's intriguing.
And they don't really give you a lot with that one. It's just her standing in a stance. It's got blue overtones to it. It's very heavily blue and violet palette. And she's distressed, definitely.
Quite.
But otherwise than that, you don't really understand what's going on there. So,
and it's the finale episode, so it's good that we don't have any idea.
Yeah. Let's see what's going on there. But yeah.
We did it.
That's, yes.
That is the run through. Now, the other show on Netflix that this woman shared coffee with many times.
Oh, is, and they better not share coffee anytime soon. Because one of these individuals is involved with the Nick Fury of Marvel Netflix.
You know Danny Fernandez, right?
Yeah, Danny.
Danny tweeted at Luke Cage, and then Luke Cage tweeted like, "Nah, I only have coffee." Like
with Claire.
Yeah, I love that. Like the in character Luke Cage tweeted back at Danny, like, "No." That campaign is brilliant. I love the Twitters as character campaigns.
I really do, and the Jessica Jones character does phenomenal. Oh, and then this. This right here, Joe Quesada tweeted out a number of different, art pieces, and I just really enjoyed his Jessica Jones.
Agreed.
Can't wait for season two. Joe, if you want to hit us with it sooner than Thursday.
Downey, make a call. It reminds me of Sandman, which I like. I love the Sandman run. It has a very Neil Gaiman flavor to it.
Thank you. It does with a, I could see death in there.
Yeah. Now, Luke Cage is coming sooner than we thought, actually. I didn't realize how, this is around the corner.
It's so sweet.
And we found out by way of this trailer teaser, which just reminds you, hey, this is the awesome that is Luke Cage.
And I am Harlem, and Harlem is me.
Let's cue that up.
I'm Luke Cage.
I ain't no joke.
You can't just burn me.
Explosive open.
You can't blast me.
Yes. What can't you do?
And you definitely can't break.
And the voice of Mike Coulter is just so booming and strong.
Yes.
You want to test me? Step up.
And he's like huge in real life. A friend of mine ran into him in a grocery store, and she lost herself. I don't know where she is now.
He shops at my Whole Foods.
There you go.
And his dog's adorable. Mike Coulter's great. Fantastic trailer. That dude is Luke Cage. Like, that's such a...
Yes! It's so good. Okay. Something that I just want them to do with, like, season two Luke Cage. I would love for them to have him just, like, a throwaway conversation. You don't hear who else is on the phone. Mm-hmm. He's like, Victor, you owe me money, honey. No, $200. And then, like, he hung up on me.
Yeah.
Because that would be Victor Von Doom. And then he, like, goes to La Veria to collect that. And he has to save Victor Von Doom from himself and his
big ideas for Luke Cage on Netflix. Broad ideas.
They don't have to do all of that. But that's what that reference would be. And you don't have to say Doom in it yet.
No,
just Victor.
So that's dropping in June. And that is also, the live chat is mentioning, like, his swag has gone up. The flavor of the show. They're upping those, like, that flavor. And I love that idea.
They turned that volume up. And I'm about it. I'm about it. And it looks like they're focusing on the right things.
Yeah.
Which you really want sequels to do.
As long as we get Turk, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes.
I love that guy.
Yes.
That guy showed up and everything makes me so happy.
Yeah. He's just like, oh, man, I'm just trying to sell weapons out of my trunk. What are you doing?
Stop bothering me.
I got to make a living.
And then Mahershala Ali finds the Iron Fist serum and he comes back and we fix that. And I'm happy because Cottonmouth was incredible. And Mahershala Ali is just him at the Oscars is more exciting than most things.
He looks so good. Mm-hmm. That man is statuesque.
Yeah. He's just impossible.
Either that or you have like Mariah really go into her kingpin role. Mm-hmm. So then it's like you have Fisk, and that can be an interaction with Mariah, like her whole Harlem Renaissance thing.
And New York, and Hell's Kitchen to Harlem, like
they're right there.
Bring in Hammerhead and Tombstone.
They need to have Tombstone in here by now.
With Luke Cage.
Yes.
So you put Tombstone with Luke Cage to have all of that commentary, and then have Hammerhead with Kingpin, and then have like their lieutenants battling it out.
There we go. Because you know what? Luke Cage can't, he can't punch a politician.
Yep.
So you know who you have?
What are you gonna do? Tombstone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, to have that creepy whisper thing he does. Like, the whispering tombstone and all the white albino. Awesome.
He's not just a pizza.
No, he's awesome. So look up those two characters. They'd be fun on TV. Ooh. And they also might not work in movies. So they kind of work in Netflix world.
There is that.
There is that. Certain world they belong in.
Hey, if they had Diamondback, and we didn't even get that completely resolved. No. Because Dr. I want to say Noah Bernstein. Mm-hmm. Correct me, chat room, if I'm wrong on that name. Like, in the comics, he is, he's totally an ally for, like, everything. And then, like, in Netflix Marvel, it's just like, dude, your mad science has run amok.
Yep. Into it. Let's make that happen for the Netflix world.
Fun stuff.
Now, out of the Netflix world, but still in TV on a new network for us, what used to be Freeform, this show I love all of the marketing for, but this is far and away my favorite piece of any advertising for Cloak & Dagger. I love this teaser. So it opens with them two side by side, and they turn on the usual stereotypes. The dude is from an upscale suburb nice house. She's from the streets. She's a cheerleader in the hood.
They flip it from what it is in the comic
Which
books,
I
let's
love
say.
That choice.
I really enjoy that choice.
And the side-by-side is straight out of Rules of Attraction, where you have the two characters meeting after this long take. And what I like is this gives us all the backstory we need. We know so much about them just by like their day-to-day life, they're going through stuff, how they handle situations. Yeah. That look to the cops that each of them have, where she feels more comfortable and she did the wrong than he does.
And just so you know, mattresses on the floor, buy a bed frame. If you sleep on a mattress on the floor,
it's worth it.
Just buy a bed frame.
And like their powers manifesting looks gorgeous. I love the way they used his darkness. This looks fantastic.
The darkness and her light. And this!
Like this Romeo and Juliet symbiotic. Oh,
towards.
So good.
While you also have their powers encompassing them
and then
on
the
sides.
Out back. And also look in the A. It's the dagger.
I know. The A's and the A's.
Yep,
yes.
Which is
yes.
a great touch.
I'm looking forward to Dagger like really bringing her stuff. And I'm really looking forward to that moment where she is just overloaded with power.
Yeah.
And he and has then to, Cloak has to envelop
and
her.
And vice versa. we might see both. We might see like a full.
Yeah, he's just like weakening. Oh, yeah. No. And then Dagger has
and
to
And I love
like,
seeing his cloak in the A. Like, I just love that comic image. Like, it's so comic-y.
There you go.
So this is probably, I mean, amongst my favorite teasers for TV in the Marvel world. Like that trailer, that teaser really got me excited. I was already like, I'm in, this looks good, but that shows so much without giving any story away, and that shows they're invested in the characters.
It shows that there's going to be character development and that it's going to be character driven, which is so important when you come to Cloak and Dagger, because then once you have those characters established like in the mainstream zeitgeist, then you can place them anywhere. Once you have that locked in, you can place them in Runaways, you can place them
not the MCU yet.
But you know,
you
this
can
is there
around the
like,
TV world, because you've met them, so you know them, so you see that character playing that character, that actor playing that character, you're like, oh, here we are. And this world is so big.
You can place them in Legion.
Oh, I'd love that. I just
that would be interesting though. You could
what
do
a
that.
Fantastic tangent. Legion season 2.
There we go.
Teases Professor X.
What?
That's right, Professor Charles Xavier, Chucky X, might be
goodness.
Coming to Legion. And that was rumored before season one shot. They talked about it, they tried to figure it out, and it kind of worked for me that they didn't, because the show's so good, it didn't necessarily need it, and that might have been distracting. But now that we've met these incredible ensemble of cast, plus Dan Stevens playing Holler is just so good.
Indeed. And Collider and a number of other resources visited the set for like season two. And one of the things with that is the original Professor Chuck.
Yeah.
Professor Chuck X wheelchair from the X-Men movies.
Yeah.
Like they flew it in and it had like its own like patrol,
That's
like its police
so
detail,
to detail
and crates. You know, to unveil
Good.
It. So, yeah.
Because it's holy. It's important to have that artifact. So they're alluding to it more and more. And Collider actually spoke to him to Dan Stevens, saying, quote, "It's always plaguing him or ringing bells in the background of whatever's going on. It's less at the forefront of his mind at the beginning of the season, but it definitely comes into play as we move on, as it does naturally for people who discover that they are adopted. It's an intriguing prospect, I'll say that." So, maybe? I would love to find out. And obviously that would affect someone, especially someone with that much going on in their brain, and finding out your dad is the most powerful telekinetic in history, one of the most powerful minds, period, hard stop. So I'm really curious. And the visuals of this show, season two, look to only escalate from the first. And we actually have a trailer for you guys for that as well.
Yes, indeed. If you want to visit that Collider interview, it's well worth it.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, and this trailer, man. Whew.
Yeah, have not seen it yet.
Yeah,
so
enjoy.
Yeah, thank you. I shall indeed. Can you turn it up some more?
So crazy psychedelic imagery, a lot of in-camera edits and jump cuts, a lot going on.
Where you been?
No!
We have a little recap from the end of how things left off.
I remember trees.
And this image is just like a freaking painting.
Dancing?
Yep, they're at the bar. Things go crazy.
Yes!
We'll talk later.
Yeah, we got full Bollywood in this teaser trailer.
I love that.
April 3rd is next month.
Season 3 started working together to fight our real enemy.
Shadow King.
And just every time they mention the Shadow King, I get excited. And they've had the Shadow King in season one, but seeing him in the state that he looks like in the comics enthralls me. This looks just like the Shadow King.
It's coming.
I love anything with hearses.
What's coming?
Yeah, there's something about him.
Except for Rise of the Machines. Except for that.
Oh, look at that shot. Look at that inception. Whoa.
She lives in the future. You're going to
that was like
sword.
And look at the
she will cease to exist.
That's the Shadow King to me. That's straight out of the comics. That's you. Just X-Men in the 80s. And I love the use of light in this trailer. They don't hide.
Aubrey
Plaza gets a moment.
You still trust him?
He's my man.
The side-by-side light shots, the back and forth cuts.
Smile.
Damn, it looks good.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun.
Yeah, it looks...
You know, just like looking from that, it looks like everything that's going on around Sid and David.
Yeah.
It looks like everything else, you can't even trust it. You can't even trust what's going on around because it can be like completely shifting and you don't know if that's
reality
something that's
is all...
solid. It looks like it's their relationship and then everything else... is left up to interpretation, and I am here for it.
That's life. Like, what we only have our own perspective, and that's why, like, the first season so much. We only have our own perspective. We only see what we see, so we don't know what reality is, and that's why the comic's so much fun, because it's David Holler trying to figure out what his reality is, and the fact that they can capture that on screen is just magic.
And it's kind of like, the world is mad. What is your touchstone?
Yeah.
That is my tagline for Legion Season 2. The world is mad. Where is your touchstone?
If you haven't read X-Men
Legacy,
find your touchstone.
Everyone That's my tagline.
You need a totem. It's important. if you haven't read X-Men Legacy, it's a beautiful 24-issue run. It's X-Men Legacy. It's got David Holler on the cover of issue one, and it dives into the madness, and it's some of the best X-Men ever written.
I triple down on that recommendation.
Yeah, it's so freaking good, right?
Yes.
So if you're watching the show and enjoying it, or even if you aren't, grab the comic. It's great.
Yeah.
And finally, we spoke on it slightly last week, but Mark Hamill has followed up with the rumor of him being in Guardians 3 with a quote to Entertainment Tonight saying, "I was just sitting there, you know, as I do. I used to do crossword puzzles in the jumble, and I'll have Twitter on, and some person said, 'Hey, James, why don't you put Mark Hamill in the next Guardians of the Galaxy?' And to my surprise, James answered, 'Well, he lives right around the corner. Maybe we'll have coffee and we'll talk about it.' So I answered. I said I'd be happy to do so, not only as a good neighbor, but also as an unemployed actor."
So,
super casual Mark Hamill.
Yeah, you know what? Hashtag Koi Kia confirms.
Yep, Koi Kia confirms Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill.
He is in season 3.
He's
because you demanded it, Twitter.
There.
He made
he's
this
in,
happen.
He's in it. He's in the third Guardians movie. That's just happening now.
Like, yeah. I just love that the Twitter happening. Is such a part of casting and like friends and excitement. And yeah, that's just, that's amazing.
I don't know. I really enjoy Twitter. So I enjoy this. And I know we did our predictions for everything. Everything from The Beyonder to...
Doc Ock. I had some weird
ones. Doc Ock. Yeah, MODOK, I think was one. I said The Gardener.
Kang, and then have Sebastian Stan, who does look like Mark Hamill, playing young Kang.
Man, I still say if we can't have Bill Murray, then I would love to see Mark Hamill as the Gardener.
Yeah, especially with like his
fun. I just think it would just really...
Mark Hamill
because
just
he'd be
loves
so
comic fans.
Good at it.
He's just so good at being it. Like, he's so personable and fun. And, like, his Comic-Con presence. Like, I want to see that character.
Yeah, and we got Jeff Goldblum already, and I'm very happy with that.
I'd love to see Jeff Goldblum and Mark Hamill having a scene together in, like, full Celestial Madness.
Oh, my... Jeff Goldblum with anybody.
Yeah, just up in the game. Up in the game. Do you know, we have Mary Marvelite stuffs?
We do. Actually, from the stuff from last week, we actually did get to that.
Oh,
yeah.
There we go.
I think it was the stuff from the week before that.
Well, apologies,
that we did
internet.
Not. Yeah. But we did cover that before this week for shout outs. Then we have, of course, Mama Jandro, Stephanie M. Jandro at Steph Amethyst. Buy her book. It's called Amethyst, and it is a series. It is for the adults in us. And I love it. Christopher Letty at Vintage Viewpoint. Elton Author at Elton Author 5. Big G at Simple Texas Man. I was about to say man. Kate Killmonger at Kate Vandy K. Langley Emoraga? Neely? At Langley M. Neely? I'm sorry, I don't get that. Moraga?
Oh, it's Langley, but he added something in his name, eh?
Yeah. Tanner Han at I Am Han Solo 28. Michael Shane Harris at Kush Skywalker 7. Bark at Birds What are they? And Geely at Greg the Gamer. Awesome. And then Lumberchecker checked in with us at I am Harold. Okay. H-E-R-O-D. I also didn't realize that Groot died and that baby Groot, that was his son. You know what? That was a moment for all of us. I'm going to say that because that really brought it home for me.
It's real, real.
It was the real, real. To be like Cloud Atlas, it was the true, true.
I love that movie.
Hey, other people might knock it. I enjoyed that.
Someone in the world of Twitter, which, once again, if possible, that is the best way to contact us. And we've got a couple minutes, so live chat, if you have any questions, by all
live
means.
Live chat, hit us with some questions. We can answer them real quick.
We've got 5 minutes real quick. The Titan Sun at anonymous415 on Twitter sent Markia and I the most Markia and I thing perhaps ever.
Oh, okay.
That there. They sent us a shirt, which we'll tweet out, which is the fusion dance from Dragon Ball Z, and it's Black Panther and Deadpool, and them coming together as...
That is fantastic. Thank you for adding that DBZ flair.
That's so good. Pantherpool is fantastic. I love that, because dead panthers just mean Pantherpool is fantastic.
I love that. That is fantastic.
Can we pull up the image? There we go. So Chris Ecto, fan of the show, friend of the show, sent us some of the coolest art I own and some of the coolest art I've ever seen. Yeah. Do you remember the paintings he sent
us? I still
us?
Have it up in my living room.
It's like the Deadpool he sent me is like my main piece in my entire art collection. I collect art. I have so much Marvel art. I have like 70 pieces. But this Chris Ecto Deadpool is beloved to me. And Chris just did this Cyclops from what I think of as like the Cyclops. This is from the animated series, and you can find Chris Ecto on Instagram and Twitter, and his stuff is just so good. It's one of a kind. It's on canvas. It's the original. You get the piece, so it's really cool. And he does commissions as well, so if you have a favorite character and if you want something done, he paints on shoes, on canvas. He's a New York based artist. I love his style.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I hope he does some shuri work.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I just got like mini goosebumps from just like thinking of having a shuri painting.
And I love his style because it's so fluid. I'd love to have like Spider-Man in his style. Looks great because New York and Spidey and that flavor. And I just,
rock it's on, fun dude. Stuff. And then a quick shout out to 1AL David J on Instagram. He's a cosplayer. He does Deadpool and Black Panther cosplay. And if you can catch him on Instagram, he has a number of things, but yes, he really goes for that Black Panther look. For instance, he sent me a lot of stuff, and dude, I hear you and I see it, and it's good stuff. So with that, between like a Black Panther and Deadpool, so hey, shout out to you, man.
And Aunt Anthony, I don't know if you can find it on the fly, but someone in the live chat just reminded me there is an Iron Spider toy, and there's a official image of Iron Spider fully with the legs, so that means we have Iron Spider. The image is out there. It's crazy. I don't know in what context that'll be in the movie, but that leaked recently with legs and all. And if it can't be found, I'll just retweet it once I can find it. But it is the coolest thing to know that that's in there.
Okay, quick, and we have a belated birthday shout out, Betsy. And JRDZ3EP, belated birthday shout-outs. Both of us were on March 1st.
Happy birthday, guys.
Happy birthday!
Hope it was merry and jolly.
No, we're literally in the chat room right now. So if you have a question to, like, ring us out.
Oh, did you find it, Anthony?
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's from Infinity War, though.
Okay, either way, let's throw it up on the screen. It's cool. And there is... Oh, look at that. Oh, that's so rad.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's a fun Iron... Wow, they went like full Iron Spider with that. Yeah. Okay.
So that's the intrigue.
You got that. That's there.
So, yeah.
And color appropriate. I like that. Did we get any...
I think that's about it. We had a lighter news week than we have in a while, so we wanted to get some time in there. And also, next week's going to be tricky because Jessica Jones is going to be quite the show. And then whatever news breaks.
So, just for you and for ourselves, we're going to binge Jessica Jones. So, Tuesday, and that'll be March 13th.
Jesus.
March 13th.
Where's year going?
It's already the third month, but it's such a fun month. It's such a fun month. Such a fun year. 2018 has been pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
We're loving it. So, that'd be our Jessica Jones review.
We'll do spoiler free, then spoiler full, and we'll warn you.
Yes, we will let you know. So just join us for the full show and we'll let you know when you need to like duck out. It's like, oh, hey, so-and-so showed up. We know you don't want to see them yet.
We'll get to blah, blah, blah.
So they like duck out of the back.
We got this. Yeah. So thank you very much for joining us. Where can they find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram and also Twitter at Markeia McCarty. That's MarkeiaMcCarty. And I recently joined a horror RPG, keeping in mind that it is tragic horror, not survival horror, on Hyper RPG. And it's called, it's based off of 10 Candles, and right now it's Volume 1, The Woods. And that's with a variety of awesome people, including your gold Power Ranger, Mike Gunn. He's on there. And we just had our first episode this Monday, and that will be 6 p.m. PST for you to join us at twitch.tv/hyperRPG. So yes, I will be going back to the Raw show that I do on Mondays because I love wrestling. Oh my God. But I'm doing that right now. It's for like 3 to 4 episodes that I'll be doing that. Very cool. Then of course, Marvel movie news and Nerdist in general. And I will put it up on my Twitter for any upcoming shows.
Find her, stalk her. She's everywhere. And you can find me at CoyjanDreau on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm doing Collider Heroes most weeks, usually Monday, sometimes Wednesday, whenever. Scheduling. So I'm over there with John, who's a saint and a sweaty. And I also, on Instagram, I do my Insta review show where I review pretty much what I'm experiencing. So books, comics, movies, TV shows. I just reviewed Parks and Rec season 1 because I'm loving that show and I've never seen it. And now I'm doing all of Tom King's Batman. And Tom King's Batman is some of the best comics I've read in my life.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't stop reading. I read everything from 2004. I read 42 issues in 2 weeks. Like, wow. I couldn't stop reading it.
I might have to do a revisit then.
Incredible.
Because I barely, that was like, so that good. Was like a,
2016 to now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just reread those and I'm reviewing. I mean, I just read those for the first time and reviewing them on Instagram. So those will drop all next week. So if you're a fan of Batman, you're a fan of our show, check those out. And we love you guys on Twitter and the communication's great. So find us and we'll see you next week. Thanks.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.